Welcome to the OCR Further Maths Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most rewarding topics in the specification, similar shapes. This is topic 4.3, and it comes up in the exam more often than you might think. So grab a pen, because by the end of this episode, you'll have everything you need to nail every mark on this topic. Let's start with the big picture. What does it actually mean for two shapes to be similar? Two shapes are similar if one is an enlargement of the other. That means all corresponding angles are equal and all corresponding sides are in the same ratio. That ratio, the number you multiply one shape's length by to get the other, is called the linear scale factor, and we write it as k. Now, here's where further maths takes things up a level compared to standard GCSE. It's not just about finding missing lengths. In further maths, you need to understand how that linear scale factor k connects to area and volume. And this is the golden rule you absolutely must write down at the start of every similar shapes question. Linear scale factor equals k, area scale factor equals k squared, volume scale factor equals k cubed. Say it with me. K, k squared, k cubed. Linear, area, volume. This is the foundation of everything in this topic. Let me explain why this makes intuitive sense. Imagine you have a square with side length 1 centimeter. Its area is 1 times 1, which is 1 square centimeter. Now double every length, the new square has side 2 centimeters. Its area is 2 times 2, which is 4 square centimeters. The linear scale factor was 2, but the area scaled by 4, which is 2 squared. That's why area scales by k squared, because area is a two-dimensional measurement involving two lengths multiplied together. Now extend that to volume. Volume is three-dimensional, three lengths multiplied together. So if every length scales by k, the volume scales by k times k times k, which is k cubed. If k equals 3, the volume of the larger shape is 27 times the volume of the smaller shape. That's a huge difference, and it's exactly the kind of thing examiners test. Let's now look at the three main types of question you'll encounter. Type 1, finding a missing area or volume when you know the linear scale factor. This is the most straightforward type. You're given two similar shapes, told the linear scale factor, and asked to find an area or volume of one of them. The method is simple. Identify k, then apply k squared for area or k cubed for volume. For example, two similar cylinders have heights in the ratio 3 to 5. The smaller cylinder has a volume of 54 cubic centimeters. Find the volume of the larger cylinder. Step 1. The linear scale factor k equals 5 divided by 3. Step 2. The volume scale factor is k cubed, which is 5 over 3, all cubed, which equals 125 over 27. Step 3, volume of larger cylinder equals 54 times 125 over 27, which equals 250 cubic centimeters. Notice how I used the ratio directly. I didn't need to find the actual dimensions of either cylinder. That's the power of scale factors. Type 2, working backwards from area or volume to find the linear scale factor. This is trickier, and it's where many candidates lose marks. The key is, if you're given an area ratio, you must take the square root to find k. If you're given a volume ratio, you must take the cube root. Here's a classic mistake to avoid. Candidates often divide the area ratio by 2 instead of taking the square root. These are completely different operations. If the area ratio is 9 to 4, the linear scale factor is the square root of 9 over 4, which is 3 over 2, not 9 over 8. Let me give you an example. Two similar triangles have areas in the ratio 25 to 16. The larger triangle has a perimeter of 35 centimeters. Find the perimeter of the smaller triangle. Step 1, area scale factor equals 25 over 16. Step 2, linear scale factor k equals the square root of 25 over 16, which equals 5 over 4. Step 3, the perimeter of the smaller triangle equals 35 divided by 5 over 4, which equals 35 times 4 over 5, which equals 28 centimeters. See how we use the linear scale factor for the perimeter because perimeter is a length measurement? Always ask yourself, is this a length, an area, or a volume? Then use k, k squared, or k cubed accordingly. Type 3, frustum problems. A frustum is what you get when you cut the top off a cone with a cut parallel to the base. You're left with a truncated cone shape, wider at the bottom, narrower at the top. These appear regularly in OCR further maths, and they require you to combine your knowledge of similar shapes with cone volume calculations. The key method is volume of frustum equals volume of large cone minus volume of small cone. You must never try to apply a scale factor directly to the frustum. Instead, always reconstruct the full cone first. Here's how it works. Suppose a frustum has a large circular base with radius 6 centimeters, a small circular top with radius 2 centimeters, and a height of 8 centimeters. Find its volume. Step 1. Use similar triangles to find the height of the small cone that was removed. The ratio of radii is 2 to 6, which simplifies to 1 to 3. So the linear scale factor from small cone to large cone is 3. This means the height of the small cone is 1/3 of the height of the large cone. Step 2. Let the height of the small cone be h. Then the height of the large cone is h plus 8. Using the ratio, h over h plus 8 equals 1 over 3. Cross multiplying, 3h equals h plus 8, so 2h equals 8, so h equals 4 centimeters. The large cone has height 12 centimeters. Step 3. Volume of large cone equals 1/3 times pi times 6 squared times 12, which equals 1/3 times pi times 36 times 12, which equals 144 pi cubic centimeters. Step 4. Volume of small cone equals 1/3 times pi times 2 squared times 4, which equals 1/3 times pi times 4 times 4, which equals 16 pi over 3 cubic centimeters. Step 5. Volume of frustum equals 144 pi minus 16 pi over 3. Converting, 432 pi over 3 minus 16 pi over 3 equals 416 pi over 3, which is approximately 435.6 cubic centimeters to one decimal place. That's the complete frustum method. Sketch the full cone, use similar triangles, find the small cone height, calculate both volumes, subtract. Now let's talk about mass and density problems. These appear in further maths and catch candidates off guard. The key insight is, if two objects are made of the same material, their densities are equal. Since density equals mass divided by volume, equal density means mass is proportional to volume. So the ratio of masses equals the ratio of volumes, which equals k cubed. If two similar statues are made of the same bronze and the linear scale factor is 2, then the larger statue has 2 cubed equals 8 times the mass of the smaller one. Simple, but only if you remember that mass follows the volume scale factor. Now let's move on to exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates making. Mistake number 1, using k instead of k squared or k cubed. This is the single most common error. A candidate finds the linear scale factor correctly, then multiplies an area by k instead of k squared. Always double check what dimension is the question asking about. Length uses k, area uses k squared, volume uses k cubed. Mistake number 2, dividing instead of rooting when working backwards. If the area ratio is 49 to 9, the linear scale factor is the square root of 49 over 9, which is 7 over 3, not 49 over 18. Take the root, not half of it. Mistake number 3, getting the direction of the ratio wrong. If the question says, find the ratio of the volume of A to B, make sure you set up your scale factor as the ratio of A to B, not B to A. Inverting the fraction loses the accuracy mark every time. Mistake number 4, confusing surface area with volume in coding problems. If a question asks about painting or coding the outside of a solid, that's a surface area problem. Use K squared. If it asks about filling the solid with liquid, that's volume. Use K cubed. Read the question carefully. Mistake number 5, forgetting to sketch the full cone for frustum problems. Always draw the complete cone with dashed lines showing the removed top. Label all dimensions. This sketch earns you the method mark, even if your arithmetic goes wrong later. Now for our quick-fire recall quiz, cover your notes and try to answer these in your head. Question 1. If the linear scale factor between two similar shapes is 4, what is the area scale factor? Pause and think. The answer is 4 squared, which is 16. Question 2. Two similar prisms have volumes in the ratio 8 to 27. What is the linear scale factor? Pause. The answer is the cube root of 8 over 27, which is 2 over 3. Question 3. A frustum is formed by removing a small cone from a large cone. What formula gives the frustum's volume? Pause. Volume of large cone minus volume of small cone. Question 4. Two similar objects are made of the same material. The linear scale factor is 5. What is the ratio of their masses? Pause. 5 cubed equals 125. the larger object has 125 times the mass of the smaller one. Question 5. If the area scale factor is k squared, what operation do you perform on the area ratio to find k? Pause. You take the square root. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If you stumbled on any, go back and review that section of the guide. Let's wrap up with the 5 things you absolutely must remember for the exam. 1. Write LSF equals k, ASF equals k squared, VSF equals k cubed at the start of every similar shapes question. This single habit prevents the most common errors. 2. When working backwards from area or volume, take the square root or cube root respectively. Never divide by 2 or 3. 3. For frustum problems, always reconstruct the full cone, use similar triangles to find the missing height, then subtract volumes. 4. Mass ratio equals volume ratio when density is constant. This is the key to density and mass questions. 5. Always check which direction the ratio is stated. A to B is not the same as B to A. That's it for today's episode on similar shapes for OCR Further Maths. This topic rewards careful, methodical working. Show every step, label your scale factors clearly, and you'll pick up every mark available. Good luck in your exam, and I'll see you in the next episode.